President Biden marked a very personal loss this Memorial Day weekend when he visited the gravesite of his son, Beau, who died of a brain tumor in 2015. The president has said he believes the cancer was linked to Beau's military service in Iraq. And today, President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier during a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace. Remember their smiles, their loves, their laughter, their essential, vibrant, and transcendent humanity.
Also on this day, 100 years ago, a white mob descended on the all-black neighborhood of Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They burned the neighborhood, known as Black Wall Street, to the ground, killing as many as 300, leaving thousands more injured and destitute. The incident would later become known as the Tulsa Race Massacre. And the city is now reckoning with its past. A commemoration event that would have been held today in the city's baseball stadium was abruptly canceled last week after a clash over reparations. Let's turn now to Nehemiah Frank, founder and editor-in-chief of the Black Wall Street Times. He's also a descendant of the historic Greenwood community, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nehemiah, you're actually at the Greenwood Community Center right now. What's it like there today?
Actually, I am not at the Greenwood Community Center right now. I'm at a cultural center right now. I'll be headed over there here shortly. I actually just attended a memorial service for those who died in 1921.
And that was
at Standpipe Hill.
Yes, I can imagine that the crowds were big. The scene was solemn. You know, I want to talk about the significance of today. But first, I want to acknowledge something. It wasn't that long ago that only Black Americans, for the most part, were the only ones talking about this massacre. Now the president is visiting tomorrow. Survivors have spoken before Congress. How does it actually feel to finally have what happened acknowledged?
I would say it's a breath of fresh air. You know, we knew that this was going to be a big moment in our city, in our nation's history. The racial reckoning and having a conversation about it. Now there's, you know, the whole world knows what happened here in Tulsa in 1921. So it is a breath of fresh air, but we're still focused on justice here. And we hope that we can get some reparations legislation passed here locally and, of course, H.R. 40.
Let's talk a little bit more about that ask and that ask for reparations as well as reconciliation within the city. How is that working?
I would say that it's not working out very well as of right now. You know, in order to repair the harm that was done in 1921, like restitution must be paid. You know, there are people here that say that, oh, well, that was 100 years ago. Even the mayor himself says that. He says, well, you know, the massacre was 100 years ago, and I'm not going to I'm not going to hold those who are living today for something that happened 100 years ago. Nevertheless, as you mentioned, we have three living survivors that were alive during that time, and two of them can remember what happened during the massacre.
And also, what I'm hearing from you here is that the ability to build generational wealth was stripped away. So that is why you're calling for reparations as well as some sort of reconciliation in the form not only of acknowledgement, but in monetary payment.
Right. I am so happy that you mentioned that.
Well,
yes, so I'm so happy that you mentioned that. And the reason why is because you think about like institutional slavery. In 1865, that's when African-Americans received their emancipation. And so my ancestors, they received their emancipation in 1865. And then there's only 56 years from emancipation to 1921. Yeah. So they only have 56 years to build their wealth. And then they have it stripped away.
Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about what's happening there in Tulsa today and more on the Tulsa massacre and the impact that it's had on the people there. We look forward to having you on the show later for more conversation. That's Nehemiah Frank, founder and editor-in-chief of the Black Wall Street Times. He's also a descendant of the Greenwood community.